In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, in the Gospel today, we can see our Lord teaching the people through parables. And a parable is a particular type of teaching which employs figures, symbols, and images in order to make us understand a deeper reality. So Jesus Christ, our Master, used the things we know in order to lead us to the consideration of the things we do not know, in order to teach us about the invisible realities of the kingdom of heaven. He employed the visible realities of here below. But under the apparent simplicity of the parables of Christ hides an infinite treasure. And we are invited today to go beyond what we can see at the first glance in order to discover the deeper meaning, the richness of the words of our Lord. So in the Gospel, today we see two parables. In the first one, the kingdom of heaven is compared to a grain of mustard seed. And in the other one, the kingdom of heaven is compared to leaven. There are two parables, two figures, but only one reality between, or only one reality behind both of them. These two parables, my brethren, speak about a great mystery, about the mystery of the kingdom of God inside us. Our Lord Himself said, "The kingdom of God is within you." And this interior kingdom of God inside us is called grace. In one of the parables, the kingdom of heaven is like to leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal until the whole was leavened. This leaven mentioned here in the Holy Gospel represents the grace of God. The woman who takes it and hides it in 3 measures of meal represents the Holy Church. And the 3 measures of meal represents our human nature, body, soul, and spirit. The church is this woman that takes the leaven and hides it in 3 measures. The church is this woman who takes the grace of God and places it in us. And it is through the sacraments that the church does that. It is through the sacraments that the church places in us the divine leaven of the grace of God. When we receive a sacrament with the proper dispositions, we receive the grace of God, the leaven of the grace of God. And this grace doesn't remain inactive, but it is a very dynamic force that keeps working inside us, even if we may not be aware of that. The grace of God keeps working inside us in order to sanctify us. So the leaven of the grace of God is placed in us so our whole nature may be leavened. It means may be sanctified. Our whole nature, it means that the grace of God has to touch every part of our being. body, soul, and spirit. Because we cannot serve God with only a part of ourselves, but our love for God has to be complete. It means that I have to serve God, we have to serve God with our bodies, by kneeling in His presence, by doing penance, by practicing temperance in food and drink. We serve God with our bodies when we practice modesty, with our senses, especially our eyes, and strive to lead a life of chastity according to our state in life. And we have to serve God with our souls by controlling our passions, especially our anger. By not saying whatever comes to mind, but trying to avoid hurting the people around us. And we also serve God with our soul when we have compassion on those who are in need by means of almsgiving and other works of charity. And we serve God with our spirit by praying, by doing some spiritual reading, and also by studying our faith. So, my brethren, let us look at ourselves and see if we are lacking in anything. In which part of our nature we should give more space to God? Is He the Lord of my body? Is He the Lord of my soul? Is He the Lord of my spirit? Because how can we say that we love God, that He is our King, if we exclude something from His domination? But we have to submit ourselves entirely to the Lord and allow His grace to penetrate every fiber of our being and to sanctify our whole self, body, soul, and spirit, the three measures. And once we have been leavened in this way by the grace of God, we can then become, as Christ says, the leaven of this world. Yes, my brethren, we have to be the leaven of the world, the salt of this earth, the light that shines, the light of Christ Himself. We have to be the light in the darkness of this world. And we have to think about it, my brethren. If our times, if our world lies in such darkness, and if we are the light of this earth, we have to wonder if this world is not so dark, because we are not shining enough. If the Christians are the light of this world, and the world is so dark, it may be, at least part, our fault. So we should know that we are called to spread the light of Christ. We are called to be missionaries of Jesus Christ, each one according to his own vocation. We are called to extend the reign of our Lord there where the providence of God has placed us, in our house, in our workplace, in our school. We have to bring Jesus Christ for those who do not know Him yet. This is our mission, mine and yours. By our prayers, words, and good example, we can and we must brings souls to God. In fact, the beauty of a holy life can help so many people to find their way to God, to the church. So when we work on our own personal sanctification, we are working for the whole church. We are working for all humanity. Because when we destroy the sin which is in us, we diminish the power of the evil one over the entire world. And now we can more easily understand the other parable we see in the gospel today. The kingdom of God is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which is the least indeed of all seeds, but when it is grown up, it is greater than all herbs, and become a tree, so that the birds of the air come and dwell in the branches thereof. So again, this seed represents the grace of God. And the man who takes it and puts it in the field is God. And the field is us. And as we have seen, it is through the sacraments that the church, that God places in us His grace. And if we are faithful, if we take care of this seed, it will grow and become like a tree. If we keep with care the grace of God within us, it will grow. It means we will grow in grace. We will grow in holiness. And as the tree attracts the birds, so our holiness will attract people to God. Our modesty, our holiness can save souls. So, my dear brethren, listen well. You have a mission. First of all, to work on our own personal sanctification, to work on our own conversion. But then to work also for the conversion and the sanctification of the entire world. Let us not waste the grace of God which is given to us through the sacraments. But let us receive this precious leaven. Let us receive this divine seed. And may the grace of God transform us all completely in what God wants us to be. Holy, in body, soul, and spirit, for the glory of God and our salvation. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.